Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Skydance is another new early maturing wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed by Oklahoma Genetics. A progeny of the legendary variety Billings, Skydance is best suited for southwest and central Oklahoma. Skydance has improved mildew protection, an outstanding disease package, strong acid soil tolerance, and high test weight. Skydance can recover quickly in late planting situations and is tough enough for organic production. It's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Get Skydance, another of OSU's golden grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com.
Hi, my name is Kristen, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, how concerned should the American people be about the problems with the food supply chain brought on by the coronavirus pandemic? One Washington state lawmaker says we should be very concerned. Mary Dye is a farmer from Pomeroy, Washington, and she says the disruptions to the food supply chain, whether it's meat, dairy, or produce, have forced consumers and lawmakers to admit what an essential part of life agriculture is.
Everybody likes to eat, and it's important that we keep the food supply robust and the distribution chains working, the supply chains working, so that we can recover from this horrible pandemic sooner.
Dye says she's very concerned that the supply disruptions we're seeing now will ripple out and create food shortages in the next 12 to 18 months, primarily because the global economy will not recover as quickly as the U.S. economy. And any long-term changes will be difficult for U.S. agriculture since so many commodities and products are exported overseas. And on top of that, Washington farmers feed so many poor and hungry areas of the globe, she's very concerned about how things will look in the future.
If we have shortages, that there will be places in the world that will not have enough and people will go hungry. And those places will become very socially unstable. And I'm very concerned about food shortages for the global market. U.S., we're strong. We have more than we can consume. But if we break these supply chains, the farmers will not be able to sustain themselves and their families financially. And that's what I'm most concerned about, is the broader economic implications of this supply chain disruption this year. I think it's a bad indicator. It's a storm cloud on the horizon for our world food supply.
Dye says she's hopeful that U.S. leadership hears this warning shot and does something to help American farmers meet needs worldwide during and after the coronavirus pandemic. Well, the National Pork Producers Council is asking the Senate to adopt the agricultural provisions in the HEROES Act that was recently passed by the House. Howard A.V. Roth, NPPC president, said they're asking for the Senate to make the move as quickly as possible. All pork producers are hurting and immediate action is necessary, Roth says. We need the Senate to act quickly to provide this critical lifeline to hog producers. He says without immediate government assistance, family farmers, many of whom have been raised on their farm for generations, will be bankrupted by the impact of COVID-19. That won't just hurt the farmers themselves, but instead will destroy the livelihoods of countless communities across rural America. The Hagstrom Report says the U.S. hog producers are looking at a potential $5 billion loss this year. That's even though hog processors are working at a faster pace than they were even a couple of weeks ago. However, there's still a backlog of up to 150,000 hogs every week, and producers are losing about $50 to $60 per hog. You've got farm news on Ron.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.